Hi there, and welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast. I'm Anthony Adshead, storage editor with Computer Weekly. With me today, I have Arena Kayser, who is senior manager for business development in storage products at Toshiba Electronics Europe. Good morning, Arena.
Good morning, Anthony. Thank you for the introduction. Nice to be here.
It's a pleasure. So we'll get started. The questions I have for you today revolve around the question of what we can expect from hard disk drives over the next few years. So the first question I wanted to ask is, we saw 20 megabytes in 1992, 20 gigabytes in 2002. We're seeing 20 terabytes around about now. So what next? How will hard disk drive makers push drive capacity beyond what it is today? Over to you.
Well, if we had 20 megabyte, 20 gigabyte, and 20 terabyte within each 20 years, then we should have 20 petabyte in 20 years and 20 exabyte in 40 years. Well, that's a little bit long reach. And probably 20 petabyte and 20 exabyte on a hard disk drive, single hard disk drive, is kind of ways out of what we can think of today. But well, if we look at technologies like DNA storage or coding on quartz crystals, it's not that far out, but it won't be hard disk drives anymore. On the hard disk drives, as we know it today, as you said, we are in the 20 terabyte range. And what we know we can manufacture in the next years for a reasonable price that people are willing to pay, that matches the economics, is something around 30 to 40 terabyte, maybe up to 50 within kind of the coming decades. So we are sure this will come as a product. We don't know exactly when. Our challenge is to manufacture it at a cost level that makes sense, that we are working on. The physics or the development is finished. The technology is there. But that's important to think of. We also have technology available that could potentially lead to a hard disk drive of 100 to 200 terabyte. So it is technology and physical wise possible. However, what we don't yet know is whether we can ever manufacture it for a reasonable price. You know, there could be 100 terabyte hard disk drive in 5 years, which may cost several $10,000 because of new and very advanced and complicated technology. If we had at the same time a 24 terabyte hard disk drive that cost just a few hundred, that wouldn't make sense, because hard disk drive is all about capacity and price. So what I can say is, let's say we can expect the 40 terabyte kind of in the current environment of kind of commercially driven price per capacity, physically 100 to 200 terabyte, but we don't know when it comes or if it ever comes. That is depending on our optimization and the final cost level we are able to manufacture it.
Thanks, Rainer. I'm intrigued by that 100, 200 terabyte drive. Perhaps I'll ask you a quick question in a moment. But for now, what capacities can we expect in the next 5 years, and what workloads will they be good for? Over to you again.
Well, there are two type of developments we are following. Kind of one is the classical hard disk drive with the classical conventional magnetic recording as we know it today. And for the next 5 years, we have a very firm roadmap that will bring us 24 terabyte within this year. It will bring us a 28 model in 2 years and a 30 something, probably 32 in 4 to 5 years. So these are hard disk drives that work as we know it today. But as the hard disk drive are kind of the main mass storage where performance matters to some extent, but as I said earlier, it's mainly cost per capacity. We are also focusing on the shingled magnetic recording to just boost the capacity on a little bit of compromise in terms of performance. So within that range, we are thinking that kind of the 30 terabyte conventional magnetic recording can be expanded to about 40 and more terabyte of the shingled magnetic recording. So there will be two types of hard disk drives, the classical ones and the massively optimized ones for capacity.
Thanks, Rainer. And finally, I wondered if you could elaborate on the technologies involved in the roadmap for the next few years, and then those that potentially lie beyond that with the high capacity drives you mentioned earlier, the very high capacity drives. Over to you again.
Well, the main challenge of ever increasing capacity in the hard disk drive at the same form factor is that we need to miniaturize everything. Yeah, we need to write smaller magnetic patterns ever and ever. And there is not enough magnetic energy to do this. So we need the energy-assisted magnetic recording. So we have to bring other more efficient energy in addition to the magnetics. And the current technology that brings us into the 30 terabyte range is what we call the microwave-assisted magnetic recording. Well, so that helps to kind of shrink the magnetic pattern to squeeze more and to bring us into that range. And it's done by small microwave generators. However, these microwave generators cannot be miniaturized infinitely. So we know that at a kind of 30 to 40 terabyte level, they can't be shrinked anymore either. But there is another technology being researched for quite a long time, which is the kind of thermally assisted magnetic recording or heat assisted magnetic recording with a laser diode. That has a potential for this 100 to 200 terabyte, because the laser can be miniaturized much more since it is a semiconductor component. We don't know yet how far we can go, as I said earlier, but that will be, let's say, the over next technology where we will see kind of more announcements and products and discussions soon. So basically, the technology is for the later 2030s and 2040s.
Great stuff. Thanks, Rainer. That's really interesting. Fascinating stuff. So that's the end of the podcast. So thank you very much, Rainer Kayser from Toshiba. And thank you very much from me, Anthony Adshead, storage editor with Computer Weekly. For more content on storage and backup, check computerweekly.com/storage. Thank you very much.